All right, let's see the carry out. This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news, so you at home, you don't have to. All right, here are today's top stories. Trump's budget for 2018 is out, his proposed budget. And if you remember last year, it was super gloom and doom and everyone was going to be canceled. And then we were all reminded that this was a budget proposal. And that just means political theater. It's a blueprint for the future, a future that wants to cut the EPA by 23%, cut food stamps, and cut everything that isn't an armored vehicle. Whether any of that happens remains to be seen, but that's where we're at. But the one thing that's riling up political insiders is that the proposal adds to the deficit and doesn't reduce it. This is a stark change from the posture the president took on the campaign trail. He said he would eliminate the deficit in 10 years like you wouldn't believe. But the tax cuts and the new budget do the exact opposite. Trump knows that when we wait a second. He knows that when we run out of money, right, that he can't declare bankruptcy and just void all the contracts. Tell me someone told him that the federal government isn't the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. Somebody, nobody told him? Oh, no. Infrastructure plan's out, too. And the big takeaway is that the plan's big reveal is to, drum roll, get states and cities to pay for it instead. So get ready, everybody, for the Wendy's BP Cars for Kids 1-800-GOT-JUNK Eisenhower Expressway. Because we ain't paying for it. In our Steppin' In It segment, last week it was J.B. Pritzker. This week it's former Chicago police superintendent Gary McCarthy. McCarthy went on Mike Flannery's new Fox TV show and he said that all the middle-class blacks have moved from the South Side and now all you have left are trigger pullers, quote-unquote, trigger pullers. That didn't sit well with the middle-class blacks that haven't left. And Alderman Roderick Sawyer and Alderman Beale told the Sun-Times that McCarthy's words were borderline racist. Then McCarthy went on to say as well in this interview that Officer Jason Van Dyke was essentially in the right to shoot Laquan McDonald, who was not walking away, but walking astride the officer. Good start for mayoral candidate. It's the blueprint, right? Offend right out of the gate and keep offending till you're elected. That's new politics. Unilever, i.e. Big Soap, threatened to clean social media's mouth out. Actually, Unilever is one of the biggest buyers of online advertising, and they say that if the Facebooks and the Twitters of the world don't clean up toxic content like fake news and bullying, they will spend their money elsewhere. Wow. Is this real? Right? Is this a marketing campaign? I feel like this might be a marketing campaign. Soap company says clean up toxic content, right? My spider sense is tingling here that this is just a cutesy ploy like that Danny McBride Crocodile Dundee trailer during the Super Bowl. Oh, there's a new Crocodile Dundee? No, it's a promo for Australia. Oh, that hurts. Sad news, Vic Damone died. The Italian-American crooner was 89 years old. Everybody knows the name. Not sure the newer generations remember his music. Amazing talent. Although I'm of that newer generation. I saw the story and I'm like, oh, no! What did he sing again? But again, that's probably everybody of that generation that's not named Sinatra, right? In weather, it's icicle season. Wow. It's a little crazy how many icicles there are. I mean, it's going to be like the Lord of the Rings battle when the weather warms up a bit. Instead of elvish arrows, it's just going to be like falling icicles. One icicle to rule them all. There's one across the way from me that I see. It's the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's like pointed right down on the yard of a family. And I was like, what are we going to do? We need to maybe take all the money that we put aside for potholes and get the Streets and Sand guys to just be going around knocking those things down.
We have tons and we're afraid to let the dogs out because they're going to be sniffing and get impaled.
Yeah. I hope that's not the new, have you been impaled? Sweeps Week story from NBC or, you know, that's the news at 10. Impales on the rise. Impalings. Impalings. How do you avoid being impaled? Also, is the CTA bus killing you? Mold. All right. In sports, the Cubs got you. No, not you. You. No, not you. 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 Yeah. Who's on first? Yu Darvish signs with the Cubs to become the ace of this rotation, a six-year deal. How about that? He automatically puts the Cubs in the driver's seat this season, ready to compete for the NL pennant once again. So now, how about it? I'm super excited about Yu Darvish coming to Chicago. I love that guy. As a fantasy baseball champion, Pete, two back-to-back, and four times in the last 10 years, Yu Darvish has been on a lot of those teams. He's a good pitcher. I know that he had a bad run in the World Series with the Dodgers, but that dude can pitch. Cubs are very lucky to have that guy. So what's it mean for Jake Arrieta? Still hasn't signed, but listen, Darvish, Lester, Hendricks, Quintana, and Chatwood? That's pretty good. I like that. Then you got Schwarbs, Elmora, Hayward, Bryant, Russell, Baez, Rizzo, and Contreras. Happ and Zobrist coming off the bench. Who's closing? Morrow? Uh-oh. Did I miss that part of the offseason? Uh-oh. Ah, who needs closers anymore? Just buy them in July, right? That's not a good. That's the one area that you're scared about if you're a Cubs fan. On the South side, the big news, former pitcher Esteban Loaiza was busted with tons of cocaine on him and arrested on felony charges in San Diego. Maybe not tons, but 44 pounds of cocaine and heroin. Loaiza getting pinned with intent to distribute. He had distributed the cocaine cleanly for a good 5 hours, but then it all fell apart in the sixth hour. Anyone who's a baseball fan knows that. Pitchers and catchers report this week. Time for the Olympic update. Okay, let me get my trumpet out. All right, there we go. There we are. All right, what do we know? The U.S. figure skating team got the bronze. The ski stuff really starts tomorrow, and I can't tell if the kid who won snowboarding is rich or not. That's pretty much the Olympic update. That hurts the lips. Actually, I love the U.S. figure skater Adam Rippon. Did you see this guy? Not for his routine or his political beefs on Twitter, but because he calls all the interviewers by their first name. That's a great question, Mike. Andrea, when I was going through the triple axel, Andrea. I love it. Blackhawks coming up here in just a second. The Bulls play Orlando tonight. Bobby Portis got his first flagrant two of his career on Saturday, so stats. And finally tonight, Southwest Airlines is under fire for canceling flights at Midway this weekend because they ran out of anti-icing fluid. Yep, they couldn't get the anti-ice the planes, so therefore they had to cancel the flights. Wow, that's terrible. What did they get in return? Peanuts? Nothing? Ugh. I guess that's obvious from their new slogan. Southwest Airlines, enjoy the terminal. Not even peanuts. Vouchers, nothing? That's the carry out for February 12, 2018. We got a special on organic, sustainable ice. Don't ask where we got it and why it looks like a broken off icicle. It's legit. It's organic. All right, coming up, Chris Bowden's got the pregame for the Blackhawks. They're in Arizona tonight. I have that. The puck drops at 8 o'clock. Pregame first. So stay with us here on 720 WGN.